so many songs called home. So I'll call this one apartment and live a long, long, long.
Hi, this is Riley James, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you. in you all along here on WMFO in Bedford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Pete. And just like every Friday morning, I will be here with you to reacquaint you with the day. We've got a little bit of a special episode for you here today, and I know I do throw that term around quite a bit, but we're going to do things a little differently today. Those of you who have been longtime listeners, and there are a few of you out there, will know that from time to time, In You All Along goes out on the road. And there's big happenings afoot, as there were this past weekend here in Boston. I like to go out and interview people and find out where they're coming from. So this past weekend, this past Saturday to be specific, I spoke with a few folks down at the March for Our Lives on Boston Common. So I'll be bringing you a few of those voices today. So have a listen.
Guns.
Hey, Pa! Look!
Guns. Guns, guns.
The attractive target. The attractive target.
Nutritious breakfast cereals shot from guns. Yes, shot from guns.
Can't stop. Get up in there.
Up. We'll just sit back and wait.
Bursting forth the gigantic grains of goodness.
They want to shoot and we give them their money's worth. Come on.
We'll just sit back and wait. Guess you can start on the harmonica now, Jingles.
Better put that fancy gun in your hand. You might need it.
I'll take my gun.
Now we're gonna have that talk.
My money.
See, in this world, there's two kinds of people, my friend. Those with loaded guns. See, those who dig. You dig.
Well, the difference between justice and
hey,
murder.
Sir! He's coming out. I can see his horse.
Gosh, what excitement!
Go ahead. Load up and shoot.
I was right there listening, and I just couldn't leave till I heard both the stories.
Time sure flies.
You only know how to play, or do you know how to shoot?
I'm gonna kill you with this one bullet if you try to take his gun. So, come on, take it. If you can.
Hand it over. You'll be dead before you can draw the hammer back.
That's so.
Hey. Good shooting. Very good shooting.
Where'd you get that?
Come on, stay back and hold two shots. Now who wants the second one?
Well, you know music. And you can count.
Bravo.
All the way up to two.
Drop your gun, Phil.
Don't do it. He killed Sal, but we got four guns. And he's only got one bullet left in that Derringer.
One's better than none.
We got him.
Let's see if that's true. Count to three.
All the way up to six, if I had to.
One. When I say three, draw. One.
If you say two, I'll kiss.
He count.
Two. Three. I'll kill the next man who speaks.
Gosh, what excitement.
Strike!
Hey,
wait a minute. Good shooting.
No, don't shoot again, you cop.
That wasn't Bill, that was me, Jingles, and don't break for that door again.
Stop it, man.
Guns.
She didn't like my joke. We listen to her, my little one.
What's your name and what brings you here today?
My name is Katie and I'm here because I'm marching for my students. I'm a teacher in Boston.
What level of teaching, what grade do you teach?
I teach 11th and 12th grade.
And how do your kids feel about what's going on with gun violence in classrooms?
A lot of my kids are actually here today. I teach in a high-performing urban school that's trauma-informed, so a lot of them are out today protesting.
And what's the mood? What's the sense among them in the classroom now?
Just tired. You know, they're physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually exhausted of having to fight for their life in all ways.
So there are 11th and 12th graders, so I'm assuming that they are either of voting age or almost of voting age, and do feel like there's a lot of momentum and interest in getting involved politically among them?
Yeah, a lot of them are on their way to being 18, and there's definitely, from what I hope I'm doing as a teacher, teaching them to be good, productive citizens, and they're ready to change. They're ready to change the world, even if it's the world of one person at a time with a sign marching in the Boston Commons.
Do you get a sense of hope from them?
Absolutely. I wouldn't be doing what I was doing if I didn't feel like they had the ability to make the difference. I feel very hopeful that they'll make a change.
That's very encouraging to hear. I think that's the most encouraging thing I've seen so far. There are college kids here registering high school kids to vote, which is, I think, a tremendous sign that we adults we're being pushed aside because we're not getting it done, right?
For sure. There was a quote that said, when your children start acting like leaders and your leaders start acting like children, you know there's change coming. So
well,
that's where we're at.
Let's hope so. It's a great message, and I hope it's a sign. Anyway, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Can you tell me your name and tell me what the group is that you're here with?
My name is Sister Betsy Conway, and I'm here with the Sisters of St. Joseph and Friends.
And what brings you here today?
We feel very strongly about significantly ending, ending gun violence, that we have this horrible reputation in this country for the proliferation of guns and easy access, and we truly believe that until we have stronger gun control and fewer guns available, we will not see the deaths decrease.
And what is the mission of the Sisters of St. Joseph's that that specifically has you folks here for this event?
We represent God's inclusive and active love, and our mission is connecting neighbor with neighbor and neighbor with God. And so we believe that the more we can recognize the dignity of everyone and spread that word, that's when we are truly giving the message that God wants us to live.
Do you think that's really the issue at the heart of this, is people treating one another with dignity?
Absolutely. It's like we become more protective of our things, our belongings, our borders, our everything. And we fail to see the other person as a child of God to us, a child of God and a person who has every right that all humans should be given. You know, safety, shelter, dignity.
Do you feel that you're able to feel a change happening at this point?
Yes, I do believe that there's a revolution happening. And I credit the young people, and I credit everyone who went before them. You know, often inspired because of their own heartache. But there are many, many people. I mean, there is a movement that's afoot and has been, I think, even over the last several years, that's trying to raise up the dignity of all people.
Well, thank you very much. I wish you good luck.
Thank you very much. Take care.
I'm not sure there's a whole lot that I can say about the people and the words that I've encountered on these interviews when I've been out and about in the world at moments like our current moment in time that they don't say themselves. You know, it's a funny thing, and very few of you probably realize this, given the format and history of this show so far. But In You All Along was the product, initially, of a plan to do an interview-focused show. Now, I don't know how many of you out there have actually gone out and interviewed people you know, but it can be challenging. It takes a little bit of practice and skill, and I'm getting there. But to go out and do it to strangers is a whole other thing, and I tell you, the thing that I've learned the most from it is to just let people talk. It was really amazing to be out on the Common that day. And just like it has been every time I've been down there or at Copley Square or down in D.C. for previous interview segments, and just hear what people have to say. Everybody who has brought themselves to a protest march has usually done it because there is something powerful in their heart and in their mind that has driven them there that day. So that's what I'm trying to help get across. I hope it's getting across. As she said, we just heard from Sister Betsy of the Sisters of St. Joseph from the March for Our Lives this past weekend. Prior to that, we had the Michelle Gunn Elephant with Revolver Junkies from 2000's Casanova Snake, one of my favorite band names. Apparently, their name comes from an English mistranslation of a Japanese title of something like a sound effect CD of something the three machine gun something or other. Before that, we had Katie, who was a teacher of 11th and 12th graders. The teachers, I feel like, are the ones who have the most right now to say in a lot of sides of this issue. The teachers are being asked to bear the burden of gun violence in classrooms these days. I feel like I could do weeks of interviews just with teachers and what they have to say about this moment. And we opened up with Negative Land, with Guns, the then portion of Guns from their Then and Now segments of that EP from 1992, which was the replacement, of course, sent to stores when the Negative Land U2 release, the famously controversial U2 release, was recalled. We'll talk about that another day, and I promise that we will. It will require heavy editing. In any case, thank you for tuning in. It is starting to get light out, and I know I belabor this issue, but it is a big deal to me to be able to do radio for the brief period of the year during which it is light out at this time of day. And thanks to all of you afternoon time hogs who want to take, or let's say daylight hogs, who want to take the morning light away from us. We're back to a little glimmer at 6 a.m. Working our way up to the 4 months of the year that this show happens in the daylight. So come enjoy the sunrise with me. What's your name and what are you doing here?
My name is Angela Christiana. I'm the Boston local group leader for Moms Demand Action in Boston.
What's Moms Demand Action?
Moms Demand Action is the largest gun violence prevention organization in the country. We're affiliated with Everytown for Gun Safety. And the moms, although we're not all moms, we're men, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters, cousins, everyone is welcome. We are the grassroots part of the Everytown for Gun Safety organization.
And how do you hope to push the needle on gun control today?
Today we're all just gathering together to show our support for the kids, for the young students who are really out there and speaking out for their own safety and good for them. Moms Demand Action and Everytown for Gun Safety, our number one priority is always a background check on every single gun sale.
What's the next step?
The next step is the upcoming elections. We need to vote in candidates who are on our the same wavelength with us with regards to gun safety.
Great. Well, I wish you good luck with that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Find places to conceal deadly weapons.
Well, this Comrade General over there.
Firearms.
Comrade General.
Okay.
There are lots of deadly weapons. We're only dealing with firearms.
Okay.
Protecting this from a defensive posture.
You want about your business?
Ankle holsters. There were garter belt holsters. Midriff holsters, which are not unlike a tank top. And the holster sewn into that. It fits underneath the breast area.
Hello. I'm Tip. I'm shooting the Thompson submachine gun.
Hi, how are you? I'm Denise from San Diego, California, and I'm going to show you how to shoot the AK-47 automatic rifle, the standard issue to the Soviet bloc armies, I might add.
It's a big gun.
This gun weighs 9 pounds, 7 ounces, and fires 600 rounds per minute. The 50-round drum is a lot of fun because you can just shoot and just keep on shooting.
Move the other window out.
You have the shoulder holster, then the standard hip holster, and waistband holsters.
The horizontal shoulder holster was the perfect accessory for the businesswoman of the 80s.
Yeah,
there you go.
What about ball gowns?
Yeah. My name is Adrian. How are you doing today? I'm shooting the world famous Uzi submachine gun. I can just imagine stopping a group of terrorists in their tracks with this magnificent weapon. The Uzi is a bit heavy at 7.5 pounds, but that gives it some heft and something to hang on to. There's something about having a gun in your hands and being able to control it. I don't know what it is, but all the girls talked about it. Anytime a new one goes shooting, just give me a call.
What's this?
I really don't know anything about guns, but when the producer said I was going to be shooting the Uzi, I immediately recognized it as the gun the presidential Secret Service men carry under their coat.
What's next?
What
did the firearms themselves come in fashion colors?
Well, believe it or not.
What's your name and what brings you here today?
I'm Peter Sly from Brooklyn, Maine, which is a small town about 4 hours north of the Maine border and north of the Kittery Bridge.
And what brings you down to Boston today?
Well, I have granddaughters who live here. And so I'm concerned about the guns that can be bought in Maine and moved down the Iron Pipeline, which is the interstate highway, and are sold on the streets of Boston.
Is this an ongoing problem? Because I don't think that we hear about that much here.
Absolutely. You know, it's the states. Massachusetts has pretty good gun laws compared to all the other states, but Maine, Vermont, Alabama, Wyoming, you know, you know the list. Those states have much looser laws. So particularly where there's an interstate highway, like right, you know, Interstate 95, you know, the opioids go north in the car trunk and the handguns come south in the hand.
So what can be done about that?
Federal legislation. Definitely federal background check legislation. I actually think uniform national gun registration is a good idea, at least for handguns. You know, in Maine, we have a hunting culture, and I respect that. But handguns are a different problem. You don't need a handgun to shoot an animal. You certainly don't need a submachine gun to hunt, which is a legitimate thing that people in rural states do. And I think as a political matter, we have to respect that.
So do you think that at this moment in time there's a tipping point? Do you think, if you feel like things are changing?
I wouldn't be here if I didn't. I mean, I'm down visiting my granddaughters anyway, but I wouldn't be spending the afternoon out walking, hobbling around on the Boston Common if I didn't think that. And I managed to talk my wife into coming too, so.
So what's next?
What's next? Well, the good news is in Maine we have two state senators, Susan Collins and Angus King. Susan's a Republican, but she's quite good on the gun issue, quite good. Behind the scenes more than out front, but it's very clear the NRA hates her. Unfortunately, in our district, the second district, we have a Congressman, Bruce Poliquin, who, and we may be a swing district. We probably are a swing district. If we can get rid of him, that would be really terrific.
Do you think that all of these people here and all the people that are behind them at home can eclipse the money of the NRA, the influence of the money of the NRA?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I'm very, very concerned about how money has bought our political system. So I think that's huge. But I think on an issue like this, it's more about the grassroots on both sides, and it is on the both sides, because the gun owners feel very strongly about it. They're single issue voters, and somehow on our side we need to get the message across that a good portion of us are single issue voters too. But this is something we can do something about.
Well, good luck, and thanks for giving me a little bit of your time.
Thank you. Glad to do it. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Hello again, my friends of the increasing light. There's a lovely blonde brick building that stands atop College Hill, right across from Curtis Hall, where the WMFO studios are located. And I was just staring out the window, admiring it. Because for most of the year, when In You All Along broadcasts, I can't see it. It's gorgeous out, folks. All of you that were complaining about the winter, I hope that you're enjoying our spate of 40-something degrees mornings here. We just heard from Peter from Maine, an interviewee at the March for Our Lives last Saturday on Boston Common. Before him, we had the second part of Negative Land's Guns, the now side of the then and now. From 1991's Guns EP. Earlier I did say it was 1992. I stand corrected. Before that we had Angela from a group called Moms Demand Action. Angela was down at the March for Our Lives last Saturday with tens of thousands of the rest of you. And we opened up the set with Bop Gun from Parliament, from Funkin' Teleki versus the Placebo Syndrome from 1977. I've been speaking to you here over Fela Kuti's appropriately named Observation is No Crime. I try to be an impartial observer. Well, let's be realistic. I'm partial. But, I enjoy being an observer at these events and bringing my observations to you, and I hope that you appreciate them as well. You can tell me how much you appreciate those observations at facebook.com/inyouallalong. The online presence of the In You All Along radio program. But you know that because you have already gone there and clicked like, haven't you? I expect that you will today if you haven't already. You're probably laying in bed, tootling around on your smartphone, enjoying this broadcast while your coffee brews. So it's a no-brainer. And I'm not accusing you of having no brain. We reserve that job down here. All right. Time is a-wasting. Let us continue. Okay, what's your name and what are you doing here?
So my name is Devin Neer, and me and a few friends are helping people get registered to vote today.
And what's your goal in getting people to register to vote?
So we're working with the Secretary of State's office, and he's sort of running a nonpartisan registration drive. So it's just to get more people participating in our democracy. Getting people on the rolls is the first step to getting them to the polls. Ooh, that was like a nice little rhyme. So yeah, it's really just helping, you know, people clearly here have a voice and want to get involved. And by helping getting them registered to vote, we give them another platform in which they can express themselves and get involved in their government.
So why specifically here? Are you trying to make a difference in the gun violence issue?
I think the reason that I've come here today, I don't want to speak for any of the other voter registrants, is that it's especially young people, but everybody here has shown that they're engaged in politics and have shown that they want to get involved. And so, you know, this is a good place to grab people who are interested and maybe just need the extra push to get on the rolls or have been meaning to get around to it but haven't gotten to do it yet. You know, the interest level is here. So we're just sort of jumping in and giving them that extra step and making it a little bit easier for them to then use this energy and use their voice to actually get their ballot in whatever. I think the next one is this November in 2018.
Do you sense a big wave of involvement coming in this coming election?
I think so. And I think we've especially seen it in like high schoolers and people who are, you know, currently, I mean, I'm 23. I'm certainly not on the older age of things, but I've been so inspired by people who are younger than me and everybody in Florida, but even everybody who's been inspired by their actions and taken and started their own things. And it's just been really inspiring to see such a young group of people get involved, because I think for a while we were facing a lot of apathy, and I think this could be the generation that changes that.
I hope you're right. I've heard this before, but I really hope that you're right this time.
With certain, you know, we've got like social media and all these things now that, you know, these younger kids are just so adept with and use so well to mobilize, that I think they have the resources and they have the energy, and I think they'll do it. I have some faith.
Well, I guess only time will tell. Good luck.
Time will tell. Thank you.
What's your name and what brings you here today?
Janet Sauer. What brings me here today is I'm against the idea of having guns in teachers' hands, and I don't think they should be in schools ever.
Tell me what your sign says.
My sign says, my sign can't have a handle, but my kid can get an AR-15, question mark.
So today at the rally, you're prohibited from having a stick, in other words.
That's correct. I can't have a stick, but I could have something more violent.
And so you mentioned arming teachers, which is a very controversial idea, to say the least. What do you think the way to keep kids safe in school is?
What is a way to keep kids safe today?
What's going to...
Putting weapons in the hands of anyone. So, gun control, legislation. I think we need to... I've always been against guns, no matter what kind. And it didn't have to take more and more children being killed in order to do that. So there's a little bit of a hesitation around getting too detailed, only because if my kids hear it, it could alert in a way that might cause more trauma just to talk, you know, about it. So
do you think that do you feel like there's a critical mass? Is there any kind of tipping point going on now?
God, I hope so. You know, we're kind of tired of this conversation. I lived in Colorado. I feared for my life from people who had weapons. I am a backpacker. I've been out in rural communities. And as a female who wants to enjoy pursuit of happiness, I don't want to feel threatened by weapons. So I think it's not just schools. I have been a teacher, and I would never have a gun. And I don't know one teacher who wants to have a gun.
You could turn anything.
So what's next?
But I said, guess what? It ain't gonna happen.
Well, what's next? Hopefully not any more violence. But we need to get the administration. I don't even want to wait to November. I think it's such a huge disappointment, but not a surprise, that our president said one thing and then did another and backed off on his initial pledge.